It's the Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast. Look, I got a message I mentioned before from Robbo, and they've had problems, as you know, when it comes to dogs and the sheep and their livestock and stuff and issues like that. I wanted to give him a call. He's on the phone at the moment. Morning, Robbo.
How you going, Moffy?
Very good, mate. Now, look, the reason I want to call you is because you've sent me a photo. Thank you for that, by the way. At 10 o'clock the other night when I was just dozing off to sleep, and I look at it and went, ooh. Of one of your lambs. It's an awful photo. I'm not even really going to describe it to our listeners because it is just awful, but this is the reality of what's happening out there at the moment. But you're now wondering, and people, look, people may go, nah, they're joking, but you're thinking maybe a black panther.
Yeah, look, it's an old myth for the old fellas, you know. It's been thrown around all the old farmers for years. There's a circus come through town those days. I think a lot of stuff went on rail and all that as well. And I don't want to alarm our mayor, Denise, but from what I can gather, it got off at Swordell area. So, yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, no, there's just been, you know, like sightings over the years. Like, we're going back a long time. It was in the, I don't know, 50s or 60s or something like that, but it's just been an old myth. But on one of the dog sites at the moment, you know, we put something on there about it because we've got one of the southern blokes up here shooting at the moment and camping, and anyway, and then the lady's come on there and said, yeah, she's seen a sighting down there as well, down around that bullet dealer. So I mean, it gets about a fair bit, you know. It's probably must have found another panther somewhere in the bush and gone for it. But no, our shooter did sight it last year when we had trouble, and that's how it got its name, the panther, because it was very foggy. And, you know, he's sitting up there as a sniper and he's watching, and this thing, like, just came out between the cattle, and it was just crawling like a panther, and it's big and black. But and then it disappeared into the fog, so we didn't get a go at it. But the other night, our other shooters were there, and they were along the creek, along the gully where the dogs have been coming lately because the donkey's keeping them in the gullies. And they were camped there and sitting, and then they said it was just a noise that come along behind them, you know, and it was like a blood-gurgling sort of noise. Mm. They said it wasn't like it was sort of a half growl, but they never heard anything like it. And when you got two people sitting there with a shotgun between their legs, they said they'd never been so scared. They flew back into their car and the hair was sticking up on their neck. So anyway, but then the whatever it was, there's an old fence there. It's got to be pulled down, old barbed wire, and it's a bit loose. Well, it hit that and it rattled like anything. And there's a fair bit of hair, long black hair in it. We've been finding a bit of that into the last couple of weeks in a few fences. So we're going to pull that off and go and get a DNA and see what the hell is this thing, you know, like, because they're obviously hanging around. But there has been reports around Glen Ray of very big dogs having a go at, you know, had a go at people when they're bushwalking and it. But I don't know, they're just getting bigger, but... Yeah, that's the old myth. The old farmers, they'll tell you about the old story about the black panther that got off and got away, and they never got it again. But yeah, I'm not quite sure what circus mob it was. It was only pretty well Ashton's those days. But
mate, yeah, but just telling me that, I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck standing up.
How do you think I feel when I'm sitting down in the paddock at 11, 12 o'clock at night? I might have a gun in my hand, but I tell you what, I got the windows up and the doors locked.
Well, mate, look, keep in touch with us, and if you do find anything else out about it, make sure you let us know.
It keeps me going of a night and keeps me awake sitting down there, you know.
Yeah. The mystery continues, hey, Robbo?
Yeah, unreal. Something that's been around a long time, but yeah, maybe some of the old blokes will get wind of this and give you a bell and let you know.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, good on you, mate.
Righto, you have a good day, eh?
Yeah, will do. Robbo this morning, I tell you what, it's put a shiver up my spine.